Stars twinkle in the night sky. A shooting star bursts through puffy clouds. The star swirls over a body of water, a train, and a row of houses. The star cuts through trees and travels up a waterfall. Finally, the star circles around a large castle. Fireworks pop in the sky. Light showers the castle. The shooting star floats from left to right over the castle, creating a half circle of light. The blue sky is tinged with orange. Words appear, Disney 100. The image of the castle flickers as if it were a slide of film. The sky lightens. The castle slide is replaced by a slide that shows the image of a city, Atlanta, Georgia. The city is replaced by a slide showing ice skaters from above. Another slide reveals a snowman near buildings. The last slide shows an escalator in a mall.
Christmas. The chicken wing of holidays.
Shoppers walk.
Yeah, I said it. A lot of work and definitely overrated. Don't get me wrong. I like a day off just like the next guy. But give me Juneteenth or the 4th of July. Heck, I even get down with Arbor Day. At least then you plant a tree instead of chopping one down.
30 years ago.
And before you go calling me a hater, you gotta know I have another big reason for not messing with Christmas. On this day, everybody's expecting many gifts, but not me. All I needed was one thing. So I went all the way to the top to the one guy that I knew could help me with this one simple request.
Ooh.
A boy sits on Santa's lap.
What you want for Christmas, Pally?
I already sent you a letter to the North Pole.
I'm a little behind on my letter reading, so what it'll be?
I want my parents to not fight. Can you do that, Santa?
I don't know. Maybe.
My dad wants a collapsible fishing rod. He loves to fish. So if you could bring him the rod, and he thinks it's from my ma, well, that'll solve everything.
Is that your ma over there?
Yeah, that's her.
Santa eyes her shopping bag.
She looks a little sad because my dad's been gone for a few days. So, Santa, can you do that?
The woman's wedding ring sparkles.
Where you live?
Later, a man arrives home.
I thought it was a little weird that Santa asked where I live. But look, the guy has so much to worry about on Christmas.
The boy waits inside.
Things were going exactly the way I wanted them to. My dad had come off his business trip and made it home just in time for Christmas.
What's all this?
The woman joins the boy.
Eddie asked if we could have a proper Christmas.
It's beautiful.
My family was finally together for Christmas.
First time in forever.
Eddie's father sinks onto the couch.
Yeah. Been a long time.
Eddie kneels next to his father.
So we can make it all nice for Santa. Right, Dad?
Eddie's parents exchange a look.
Yeah. It's because we want to make it nice for Santa, son.
Little old me had high hopes for that night. I mean, if you can't count on Santa Claus, who can you really count on?
Santa enters the living room. A bag falls. Eddie sits up in bed.
So I bet on old Saint Nick.
Downstairs, Santa's hand plucks a cookie off a plate.
And for a moment, I thought I rolled sevens.
Hey, you stealing our stuff?
But instead, I crapped out.
Eddie freezes on the staircase. He watches his father and Santa tussle.
No, Dad, no!
But nope.
He's come to help!
It wasn't Santa at all.
Hey,
it was just that mall dude in a rented suit there to take instead of give. While my pops was decking Santa's hall. Because of him, that was the last Christmas we ever spent together as a family. That's when I learned not to count on Christmas. Oh, yeah, and by the way, if he ever asks, don't give Santa your home address.
Words appear over green wallpaper dotted with snowflakes. Disney presents. A panoramic view of Atlanta is shown. Title, Dashing Through the Snow. Trees stand near buildings. A silver van moves down a tree-lined street. Adult Eddie drives through a neighborhood. He wears a suit and a wedding ring. Eddie changes the radio station.
Yuck. Are you kidding me? Every station?
Come on.
Oh.
Eddie answers his phone on the dashboard.
Well, hello, baby girl. How are you today?
So good. Because it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's so dumb how you don't like Christmas.
Now, come on. You know I like it just fine. I just don't like the music and the decorations and the ornaments and the lights and the trees and the cookies and all the excessive shopping. That's all.
You're a dodo. Are you going to come by later?
Of course I'm going to come by later. I wouldn't miss it for the world. But hey, baby girl, I got another call coming in.
Okay, then I'll see you later. Bye, Grumpus.
Bye.
Eddie answers another call.
Moke, what up?
Hey, Merry Christmas from Atlanta PD. We need our favorite crisis counselor. Can you get down to the art center right away?
Yep, I got you. I'm on the way.
A parking lot is shown from above. Fire trucks and police cars surround a Christmas statue. Eddie's van pulls up to the scene. Eddie gets out of the van and shuts the door. He jogs toward a group of people gathered around police officers and firefighters. Eddie struts toward two officers and a firefighter near the statue.
Mo, talk to me. What's going on?
Check it out.
Mo points to a man climbing the statue.
Do I even want to know what he's doing up there? You get a name?
Oh.
You can take the ladder up.
Eddie shakes his head. He removes his jacket.
Nah, I got this. I'll tell you when to send it up for us, all right?
Eddie approaches the statue. He looks up. The tall statue is made of a series of colorful welded triangles. The mystery man perches near the top. Eddie's hand clutches a bar. He climbs.
Hey, good day to you. It's a nice beard, man. I've been trying to grow mine out like that. It just doesn't work for some reason. How you doing? You got a name?
I'm Luther.
Luther, I'm Eddie. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
You police, Eddie?
No. I'm a clinician.
Luther shakes his head.
Social worker. I work with the police. I help people that might be in a little bit of trouble, but not the police needing kind of trouble. So tell me, Luther, what are you doing up here?
I just want to be up here on my own.
Okay, I get that. But let me tell you something, Luther. My job, okay? The most important part of my job is to never let someone who feels sad and alone keep on feeling sad and alone.
Yeah, well, I do feel sad and alone today.
Eddie nods.
Yeah, Christmas can be tough.
Luther frowns.
That's right.
You got good Christmases growing up?
They were the best.
Did your mom do the cooking?
Yeah.
My mom made the biggest darn roast that you ever seen.
Yeah, mine did too, man.
Did the meat fall off the bone?
Straight off.
What about the baby carrots?
In molasses.
Of course. Yeah.
And red potatoes.
Red potatoes. I love red potatoes.
Skin on or skin off?
Skin on. What do you take me as a savage, Luther? Come on, man. You got a sense of humor, my man. What do you say we head on down from here, huh? I'll get you a bed at Moonlight Mission, okay? Maybe Christmas doesn't have to be so tricky.
You believe that?
I believe in baby carrots and red potatoes with the skin on.
Luther nods. A firefighter climbs down a ladder. Eddie helps Luther down.
Hey, everybody, this is Luther. He's thinking about heading on down to the Moonlight Mission. So let's send Doc Frawley by and take a look at him. You know what? Call our girl Naomi over there at Finnegan's Chop House, too. Tell him we'll need a few slices of their finest roast. With all the fixings, right?
Luther smiles at Eddie.
My man.
A police officer escorts Luther away. Mo hands Eddie his jacket.
I'll be by tomorrow to check on him, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And you have a very Merry Christmas, Eddie.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awful.
Eddie walks away. Later, he drives his van.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up Woo! In here. Y'all gonna make me
yeah.
lose my cool.
That's more life.
Up in here.
Eddie parks in his home's driveway. Inside, he watches the news.
With Christmas Eve just hours away, Congressman Conrad Harf attends the lighting of the tree here in Lakewood, just outside the Atlanta Moonlight Mission, which provides transitional housing and direct care to homeless men and women.
Hey, Luther, my man. Go and get you that roast.
At a food drive.
A Christmas tree is like a pair of warm, open hands welcoming all to the season of love and sharing. For me, the true wonder of Christmas Eve is how it makes each of us, no matter our age, feel like little children. We are all one big family of man, and the very best gift we can give is to help those who have the least. I mean that.
A man gives a speech outside of the Moonlight Mission. Eddie opens the door.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, you look so shocked. Were you seeing ghosts from your past, present, and future?
Very funny. Hey, baby girl.
Hi, Dad. We brought you Christmas dinner.
Wow. You are dressed up in red and green.
It's in case you bring me somewhere special later. I have to look the part.
Take this for me. Thank you. Hold it up. Okay.
The girl takes the food into another room.
What's this about?
This is about me having a high degree of confidence that you were not going to come by tonight. And I didn't want you to disappoint our child on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What's the point of us going to therapy if you're not going to let me try and prove to you that it's working?
Oh, Eddie, I was just giving you a head start. The ham is the kind you like.
With the pineapple loops in it?
And that brown sugar glaze.
Eddie's wife smirks.
You know what? Forget about the therapy. Why don't we just go dancing tonight?
Eddie's wife purses her lips.
As tempting as that sounds. No, I have some last minute shopping to do, but please have my child home by 8:30.
Wait, you're leaving?
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time in, almost a decade that Daddy is not working on Christmas. Sounds like some daddy-daughter fun time to me.
Daddy-daughter fun time.
Your child loves Christmas, yeah?
I know.
Just have fun.
I got it. You know me.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Fun.
All right. Bye, baby. I'll see you later.
Bye, Mom.
Have a good time. And put that food in the fridge for me. Your daddy will leave it out on the counter all night.
Well, hold on.
Later at Conrad's house.
I don't understand why we have to wear these...
People wear costumes.
Dopey things.
It's called blending in. It's Christmas Eve, which is the genius of the plan, also its inherent flaw. Can't just show up at people's homes. This way, you look like a bunch of happy carolers, but you're actually collecting money for me.
Yeah, call it Christmas camouflage.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, wait, no, it's... I was just about to say that, so... Thank you.
Conrad gives a woman a tablet.
Here's a list of the people you'll be collecting money from. Protect that iPad with your lives. Think of it as a bribery menu.
Conrad's costumed workers look quizzically at him.
Hey, so,
Eddie's house appears at night.
Does your mother have any new friends I should know about?
Really?
You know, the type of friends that might take her for meals and put their arms around her while watching Blackish?
Oh, you mean like Roger? Do you have a green...
No. You said Roger. Who's Roger?
He wears a fur coat and has tiny eyes, but still looks like Bruno Mars.
Eddie and his daughter play cards.
Yeah, well, Roger sounds like a real jerk.
Roger's my hamster, Dad.
You messing with me, of all people?
Eddie waves a finger. Carolers gather outside.
You doing the dishes tonight, you know that, right?
Lovely are your branches, oh Christmas tree.
Dad, come look at this. Is that nice?
You sound like a bunch of wounded ducks. Baby, I gotta go next door and feed the Mannings' cat. They're in Cancun. You wanna come?
I would, but Gabrielle and I are doing a routine.
Okay, well, listen, I'll be right back, okay? Don't go anywhere.
And be nice to Puddingfoots, or she won't come out of her hiding place.
Her name's Puddingfoots. I'm a grown man. I'm gonna call her cat.
That's a cute name.
Outside, a black car's lights go out.
I can't believe you let him steal the iPad. Are we sure it's even in there?
Of course it's in there. We tracked it here.
All right, let's go in there and get it.
Wait, who was that?
I don't know. Kinda looks like John Legend.
In the car, Conrad's workers watch Eddie walk toward a decorated house. On the porch, Eddie retrieves mail and a key. He opens the front door.
Puddingfoots.
Eddie tiptoes inside.
Oh, Puddingfoots. Here, kitty. Cat, where you at? If my name was Puddingfoots, I'd hide too. Where you at?
Eddie presses buttons on an alarm panel on the wall. A cat waves its tail.
I knew I should have started CrossFit at Thanksgiving.
Eddie startles.
Get those hippo hips and get the baboon butt. Now look at me, I'm stuck.
Eddie approaches the fireplace.
Excuse me, do you mind telling me what you're doing in my neighbor's chimney?
He sees a man inside.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
The man is dressed as Santa.
What am I doing here?
He hangs upside down.
I'm just hanging out, you know, doing an impersonation of a bat. If the bat was Prince, you know, the singer, so we call him Prince Bat.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you gotta go. You're in a lot of trouble, but I'm gonna get you out.
That'll be mitzvah.
You ready? One, two.
Eddie pulls the man. The man tumbles into the room. He pops up.
Wow, I was really stuck in there. It's not because I gained weight, you know? Anywho, can we forget all about this? Can we not tell nobody about me trapped in the chimney? Plus, I got a long night ahead of me. I got things to do, as you can see. Excuse me.
The man walks away.
Excuse me. Hey, you hear me talking to you?
The man opens a fridge.
Hey, that's not your fridge.
I mean, seriously? Simple dictums, tannish traditions, time out of customs?
What? The man grabs a jar.
Capers?
So they got capers but no bagels, no lox, no green onion schmears.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for cookies and milk. And they don't have either. They don't have neither. Either. You know something? I've never been clear on the difference between neither and either. Are you?
Eddie shuts the fridge.
Neither matters right now because it seems as if you've broken into my neighbor's home.
He points.
Now you seem a little confused.
Eddie looks the man over.
Are you confused?
The man squints. He moves his head back and forth.
Now, do you mind if I frisk you?
Whoa, 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 Hans McGee, okay? Are you the police?
No, but I work with the police.
Because if I can be honest with you, you really don't look like you work for the cops, you know? You look like you sell copy machines to people who don't want copy machines.
Bang.
Eddie lifts a card.
Official. You see that? Atlanta Police.
I could barely see that. I thought I left my glasses in a sleigh. Oh, there you go, right here.
In his sleigh?
Yep, I have a sleigh. That's not obvious.
Sleigh.
Oh, okay, maybe this is a jogging memory. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle.
Eddie furrows his brow.
And away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
Stop talking. What are you doing in my neighbor's house?
I am here to drop off gifts to the Mannings.
You know the Mannings?
Of course I do. They're on vacation right now in Cancun, right? Matter of fact, they're about to come back here with these embarrassing cornrows, which is really weird to see, but it is what it is. Look, I've had a long night. I had a mishap at another client's house, and I'm over here having another mishap with another client. Just a little fun fact about me. I call them clients. Excuse me. I got stuff to do, gifts to give.
Hey.
The man pulls gifts out of a bag.
My man, you gotta stop. All right, I'm gonna frisk you, just to be safe.
You know something? Have at it. Frisk away. Now watch out, though. I'm ticklish.
Turn around.
All right. You know, going around the globe, giving out gifts. Creatures stirring. Not even a...
Eddie pulls something out of the man's pocket.
What is this?
Those are carrots. Those are apparently my snacks. The missus said I need to eat healthier, so she decided to give me some carrots. She think this would wing me off the cookies. Hasn't worked so far.
This is sad.
Eddie puts the carrots in the man's hand.
What's your name?
My name is Nicholas Sinterklaas.
Nicholas Sinterklaas?
I'll slow it down for you.
Nick holds out his hands.
Sinterklaas. Sinterklaas.
Oh. Like Santa Claus.
Yes!
That's cute.
Wow! That was like full of teeth.
And what's that for?
This is my Naughty and Nice list.
An iPad.
That's right. We've modernized it by still keeping it traditional. If I can get this thing unlocked.
Nick jiggles the tablet.
Wait.
Nick flips the tablet upside down.
I can't unlock it. Somebody else must have did a fake recognition. Let me try your face. Okay, your face don't work. Well.
He lifts the tablet.
Looks like I'm at the freestyle.
Outside.
Oh, man, am I behind? If I don't make it back for sunrise yoga, Mrs. Claus is going to be mad. She loves my flexibility.
All right, so we'll go get you looked at, and then we'll talk about things from there.
In the black car.
Oh, no, I got to call the boss.
No, I will call the boss.
The woman holds a phone. Eddie walks into his house.
Dad, is everything okay?
Everything is fine, baby. I just need to take this nice man here to the doctor. So I'm going to have to call your mom and tell her to come get you, okay?
What? Now?
I know. It's just that this man really needs help, okay?
Hey. How you doing? Your name is Charlotte, right?
How do you know her name?
Yes. Who are you?
Come on. When you see all this, you can't tell who I am.
What about the white beard?
Yeah. Don't you think if you're going to claim to be Santa that you should include his signature attribute?
Okay, look. The whole white beard thing is a myth. Started by the Scandinavians. As soon as they said I had a big white beard and the little curly mustache, everybody believed it.
Charlotte raises her eyebrows.
Okay, fine. I dyed it. All right? I'm going through a midlife crisis. I am 1,462 years old. If I want to look younger for at least 3 years, I deserve that.
So you're Santa, huh? When were you born?
Y'all, the question's a little Oprah. I was born in 200 A.D.
And where?
All right, Anatolia.
What's Anatolia?
And you're Gale, too. Yeah. Anatolia is what Turkey is now.
You know, you speak pretty good English for a guy who's born in Turkey.
I'm very diverse. I speak 172 languages and dialects.
Baby, I'm gonna take you home first, all right? And then I'll deal with Mr. Center.
Nick frowns.
Nick.
You know something? I do need help. I learned my reindeer.
The reindeer.
Charlotte smiles.
How do you do that?
Now, Prancer has separation anxiety, and Dancer hasn't been eating well.
Yeah.
In the black car.
He's got somebody with him. So what do you want us to do?
Outside.
Dr. Galoshes said it could be a stomach flu. I don't know.
Dr. Galoshes?
Yeah, Dr. Galoshes. Dr. Galoshes is the best penguin doctor in the North Pole. And see, it's not because he treats penguins. It's because he's a penguin that's actually a doctor. Now, check this out. This little clicker is powered by Christmas spirit. Look at the sky right now.
Charlotte and Eddie look up.
What you about to witness is a sleigh being pulled by eight...
Nick turns.
Bold and beautiful reindeer.
His thumb presses a button on the clicker. A blue light pulses. The black car's lights flicker. Nick looks at the clicker. The black car rolls by.
Must have been paired to Bluetooth.
Baby, as you can see, this guy definitely needs some help, okay? He's trying to call reindeers out the sky. I'm gonna drop you off first, and I'm gonna take this man where he needs to go, okay?
You know something? I definitely need to be checked out. I'll check on these reindeer later, you know?
Yeah, we should do that. Like I've been saying.
Later, Nick and Eddie load Nick's bag into the van.
What?
Eddie's hands are shiny.
Santa fun fact number two. I sweat glitter.
That is so cool.
Eddie shrugs. Nick waves his clicker.
Comet Vixen.
Bruh, you're doing way too much.
Eddie's van moves over a bridge. Inside, Charlotte turns to Eddie.
You know my friend David Banks?
Yeah.
His dad said that Santa is black. They just changed all the history books.
First of all, I love little Davy Banks. He is having an amazing year. Matter of fact, that's one kid who won't be getting cauliflower this year.
Eddie looks at the rear view.
Cauliflower?
Yeah, we phased out coal a few years ago because of the whole ecological, you know, stuff going on. You know, burning of coal. It's a lot of it. So if you're naughty, you get a lump of cauliflower in your stocking.
Dad, he is really Santa.
My real name is Nicholas Santa Claus.
Eddie shakes his head.
Hyphenated DeSanto. You know, I took Mrs. Claus' last name. You know, we're progressive up there. You got to move with the times, you know? But I also got a few nicknames. You know, we got K. Cringe. We got S. Claw. We got Ro-Ho-Ho. My favorite. Gifty McPresence. The third.
Okay, so if you're really Santa Claus, then tell me what Charlotte wants for Christmas.
First of all, she want a Rise Up, Sing Out t-shirt, right? Number two, she wants a Anna and Elsa dolls because she loves Frozen. She wants a pretend makeup kit. And lastly, she wants a pink scooter.
He's right. Oh, my gosh. See, Dad?
I've never met an 8-year-old girl that did not want a pretend makeup set.
Eddie, would you happen to have some cookies or other affiliated baked goods? I take a Girl Scout cookie, a vanilla wafer. I do oatmeal raisin. I just need a cookie. Oh, and look, I got a doctor's note right here that says I can have the snacks.
Let me guess, from a penguin?
No, from my other doctor, Dr. Buttons. And look, I'm sorry for the penmanship. Dr. Buttons is a cat that paints.
The note sports a cat paw.
Where did you get this?
My secret Santa pocket.
Eddie grabs the note.
See, I checked all your pockets.
Yeah, that's why it's called a secret pocket. And look, I keep all types of things in that pocket. I got reindeer food in there. I keep yak repellent. Oh, I keep, I got tinsel, like, remover. It's like a little brush, and you can knock the tinsels right off. Come right off easily. Also, too, do you understand I'm missing work right now? And this is the first time in thousands of years. I've never missed a night.
Sorry, Nick. My dad sort of hates Christmas.
Eddie rolls his eyes.
Okay, Charlie, he has his reasons.
Eddie looks at Nick through the rear view.
Hey, what are you talking about? I have my reasons. What does that mean?
Eddie, I know everything. I know everything. That's not just like a slogan. No, it is a fact.
Sorry, wait. What's that smell? Y'all smell that?
Charlotte sniffs.
What is that?
What smell?
I don't know. It kind of smells like cinnamon.
Nick lifts a hand.
That would be me.
What would be you?
Santa fun fact. It's number three.
Nick holds up three fingers.
Santa farts. Smell like cinnamon.
I'm sorry, what?
Conrad's workers appear inside the black car.
Oh, there he is.
The black car cuts through traffic. Eddie and Charlotte watch the black car. Nick raises his eyebrows. The black car pulls alongside Eddie's van.
Pull over!
What?
Pull over!
Yo!
The black car speeds in front of Eddie.
What are they, nuts?
Eddie swerves. Conrad's workers watch Eddie pass them.
Hey, who are they?
It looks like a snowman and an elf
in the Nutcracker, a.k.a. every Tuesday at my house.
Eddie weaves through traffic.
Are you kidding me? Go!
The black car swerves to keep up with Eddie's van. The car splashes through a puddle. Eddie drives carefully. He makes a right turn. Nick waves. Eddie's van pulls onto a different road.
I think we lost him. You okay, baby?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, you know people get crazy on Christmas Eve. You know, it happens all the time.
Oh, come on, come on. No, no, don't do this to me now.
Smoke appears from Eddie's van. A check engine light flashes on the dashboard. Eddie's van slows to a stop on the side of the road. Eddie shakes his head.
Unbelievable.
Later, at his elaborately decorated house, Conrad answers his phone.
Hello?
We lost him.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's been a long night, sir.
You know what else is long, Mary?
What's that?
Prison sentences.
Oh, Congressman...
Well, let's not torture ourselves thinking about what can happen to us if that thing falls into the wrong hands. My house is a wreck.
I know. I'm sorry, sir.
Bologna soup. Fish patties. Turkey fried turkey. These are some of the things they serve you in prison. Which is where we will end up if you don't find that iPad. Hold on a moment. A few of my constituents are here.
Glory to God.
We'll get him,
glory,
sir.
Shut up.
In the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Conrad takes a selfie.
Find him. Find him. Find him. You have the capability.
He slams his door.
Bring me that Santa Claus.
On the side of the road, Eddie inspects the van. Nick and Charlotte wave smoke away.
Hold on, okay? I'm gonna call a cab. Just give me a second. We'll be okay.
Eddie pulls out his phone and calls Candler's cab company. Charlotte and Nick watch Eddie.
Sorry, you have a phone? Because mine's picking up some weird signal.
I don't need a cell phone. If I need to mention somebody, all I gotta do is call my flock of puffins. Check this out. Puffins!
Nick, Charlotte, and Eddie look into the distance at the night sky. Eddie squints at Nick. Nick purses his lips.
Puffins?
They continue looking out. Nothing happens.
You know some? I forget. I gave them the holidays off.
Smoke rises from the van.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you down to Atlanta PD. You see, I got a friend named Bobby Carlotta. I used to go to high school with him. Now he's a detective, and he can get you to the hospital. Get you the help that you need. Simple as that.
Eddie shuts the van's hood.
Then you and I, baby girl, we can go to your mom's and wait. I can't believe she's still out shopping.
Oh, she loves last-minute shopping, which is fine by me. Shop, mama, shop.
Ooh, I love that. Shop, mama, shop. Shop, mama, shop. Shop, mama, shop. Please don't stop.
Please don't stop.
Go to all the stores.
Buy them gifts galore.
Shop, mama, shop. Wow, that was fun.
Y'all make such a great little team.
He's amazing.
I love it.
Eddie whispers in Nick's ear.
When I bring you in, I'm going to do you a little solid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to Bobby, I'm not going to mention anything about the breaking and entering, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let him know that you might be an individual that is going through a bit of a crisis and needs an evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Get where I'm coming from?
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
But you know who you need to help?
Nick touches Eddie's shoulder.
Bobby Carlotta, your classmate. Loves Union Pacific train sets. That's right. I've given him one every Christmas. But he doesn't want nobody in the precinct to know that he loves to sit at home and play with train sets. Got me?
Eddie removes Nick's hand.
Yeah, gotcha. Just like you're a grown man, acting like Santa. Kind of like that.
Eddie smirks. The city of Atlanta appears from above at night. The black car drives past trees covered in lights inside.
Anything?
Mary checks a map.
No, we lost him. Wait, there he is. We got him.
Where?
Up here. Make a left of the light.
A taxi speeds down the road. Inside, Nick taps his tablet. Eddie and Charlotte sit nearby. Eddie lifts his phone. The name Allison appears on his screen. Eddie swipes to answer.
Hey. How's it going?
I'm just checking on y'all.
Listen, she is having a ball.
Oh, really? Well, that is amazing.
Well, I was hoping that maybe once you drop her off, we could have a drink.
because I found this really cute recipe for peppermintinis where you coat the rim of the glass with crushed candy cane and...
Wow, that definitely sounds great. We might be just a little late.
Oh, wait, why?
Allison stands outside.
Daddy-daughter fun time, just like you said. Daddy-daughter fun time.
Okay. Well, I'm finishing up this last-minute shopping, and I'll see you soon for peppermintinis.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Okay, bye.
In the cab, Eddie hangs up the phone.
We really need to get home.
Mom and Dad are separated. They see a therapist.
Charlotte, Eddie has nothing to be embarrassed about. And therapy's a good thing. Me and Mrs. Claus see a therapist, too.
Let me guess, another penguin?
No, our therapist is not a penguin, Eddie. He's a walrus. That's right, Arterio Tuscanini.
Tuscanini?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Arterio Tuscanini. Look, Eddie, me and the missus have rough patches, too. You know, we've been married for centuries. Every couple have problems.
Centuries.
So what's triggering you?
Hey, now that's really none of your business.
I would like to know, too. Why don't you and Mom get along?
Hey, we get along just fine. It's just sometimes people, they stop fitting together, right?
The cab speeds down the street. The black car crosses paths with the cab.
I will admit,
Mary catches Nick's eye.
I don't like when she gets sad either.
The driver of the black car glares. The black car chases the cab.
I think that there are some things about tonight that maybe we can just leave out. I mean, like us being downtown.
Nick jumps out of the moving cab.
Gotta dash.
Nick
rolls on the street. Mary stares. Eddie peeks out of the cab to see Nick stand.
Nick!
The cab pulls over. Nick watches the black car speed toward him. Nick runs.
He got you.
Mary points.
Come on, Charlotte.
Well, what about his bag?
Don't worry about it.
This man needs our help.
Charlotte and Eddie jump out of the van. The black car stops near a gathering of people dressed in Santa costumes.
Let's go.
Okay, listen, baby. Whatever you do, do not let go of my hand, all right?
Don't worry. I'll protect you.
Eddie and Charlotte weave through Santas.
There's too many of them.
Eddie turns a Santa around.
Oh, sorry.
Eddie spins another Santa around.
Hey! Where is your outfit?
My bad.
Eddie and Charlotte walk into a venue.
This place is great.
This is definitely a reoccurring nightmare I've had. Let's hurry up and find us so we can get out of here.
Chase Nick through the crowded room.
All right, everybody, let's keep things going. We got a special guest for you. He's got an oldie but goodie he wants to sing. I know you're gonna like
it. One of Conrad's workers grabs a Santa.
Do you see him?
I see lots of him. I can't tell them apart.
Nick stands on the stage with musicians.
Out of all the reindeer, you are the mastermind.
Security guard carries out one of Conrad's men.
Santa to a boy child, what have you been longing for?
Come on, Dad!
Charlotte dances.
All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar.
Nick dances on stage.
Get away with Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star.
One of Conrad's men weaves through the crowd.
Coming through.
Eddie guides Charlotte toward the stage.
Wait.
Nick waves.
It's Charlotte!
Oh, hey, Charlotte, come on up here. She's good.
Security lifts Charlotte.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
What you got? Show me what you got.
That's my daughter, bro. What are you doing?
Charlotte dances on stage next to Nick.
Okay, that's impressive. But let me show you what we do at the North Pole. Check this out. This here is called the North Pole Shimmy. That's right.
Whoa! Yeah!
Charlotte and Nick shimmy.
Baby, hey!
Yeah, he's good.
Eddie smacks away the security officer's hand and hops on stage.
Baby, what are you doing?
Just do what I do. Have a little fun. The North Pole Shimmy.
Eddie reluctantly dances with Charlotte.
Good job!
A crowd of Santas dance. Nick shimmies, he suddenly stops. Nick eyes two of Conrad's workers pushing through the crowd.
Hey, Eddie and Charlotte, why don't we get up out of here, you know?
Charlotte and Eddie dance back to back. Nick crowd surfs. Charlotte's mouth drops open as Nick is passed through the crowd. Charlotte crowd surfs.
Dad, watch this!
Eddie's face falls.
No!
I'm literally flying!
Eddie turns around. Eddie falls backwards off the stage.
How come none of y'all caught me?
Conrad's worker and Mary rush the stage. The workers watch Nick give the peace fingers.
Go! Go! When is this night gonna be over?
Outside, Eddie and Charlotte walk downstairs hand in hand, Santa surround them.
He couldn't have gone too far.
Can't we just let him go?
Baby, I want to let him go and get you home to your mom, but I just can't, okay?
Why?
Because the most important part of Daddy's job? Is to never let someone who feels sad and alone keep on feeling sad and alone, okay?
I don't think he feels sad and alone. I actually think he's one of the jolliest people that I ever met.
And that's because you're too young to understand.
No, I am not. You just don't like him because he's Santa Claus and you hate Christmas.
He is not Santa Claus because there's no such thing.
Eddie cringes. Charlotte crosses her arms. She frowns.
Let's get you home. Something we should have did a long time ago, okay?
Look, Dad!
Charlotte points to a sidewalk full of glitter.
Remember, he sweats glitter!
Charlotte runs toward the sidewalk. Presents, Christmas trees, dolls, and treats appear in a window display. Outside a store, Nick points to different items. A view from the decorated street shows Nick marveling at the display. Charlotte sprints toward Nick on the street.
Nick! That was so cool! You were incredible!
Oh, thank you!
Nick hugs Charlotte.
I want to say I miss you, but it was only been like 10 minutes. Hello, Edward.
You mind telling me what that was back there?
Oh, you mean that amazing performance? I had so much fun. I never pass up an open mic. I can do any genre, too. I can do R&B. I can do jazz.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not talking about the little performance. I'm talking about you jumping out of a moving cab. Who are you running from?
Oh, that. That was nothing. Charlotte, check this out. They really got it right.
So is this how the North Pole really is?
It is. Wow, they even depicted the candy cane department. That looks amazing, but...
Nick puts his hand on his hips.
Only thing they're missing is Miss Paloma Shark.
Who's she?
She invented the candy cane. So my dad was really old, really elderly, right? And he broke his ankles, right? So she created these crutches out of caramel. But they really wasn't sturdy, so...
So instead of crutches, she gave him a cane.
That's right. They called it the...
Candy cane.
Can I have a word with you for a second, please?
You can have a whole paragraph if you want to.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to be as compassionate as I can be. I want to help you. But you got to stop messing with my kid's head. She's a sweet girl who's just overly trusting with this wild imagination.
So let me get this straight. You don't think that's great characteristics for a person to have?
Not if it's going to set her up for disappointment. Life is hard, and as her father, I have to protect her. You understand?
Nick squints at Eddie.
Yeah. I understand that you need a puppy for Christmas. That's right.
A puppy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a puppy for Christmas.
Oh, yes, you do, because puppies are loving and soft. And when you're mad, they just knocked on the walls with love. Love is like a bulldozer with love.
Nick's mouth drops open.
Bulldozer is a perfect name for a puppy.
Yeah!
I don't want a puppy named Bulldozer for Christmas.
But I want you to have a puppy, Dad.
Sal, please, I don't...
Nick jogs away.
Nick!
Come on! Come on!
Nick! Wait! Nick! Nick!
Nick stops in an alley.
Listen, I know in your world you don't like to give straight answers, but who is that following us?
I don't know. I really don't. But what I do know is there's 2 billion children all over the world expecting me to deliver Christmas gifts tonight.
Whatever, fine. But we need to call an Uber, okay? Maybe my phone is working again.
Eddie lifts his sparkling phone.
I bedazzled it. You're welcome.
When did you do this?
I did it in cab ride while we were being chased by those bad guys.
Eddie bites the phone.
Don't bling anything else of mine, or else. You hear me?
A van stops. The door opens to reveal a woman.
St. Nick! Hello?
Conrad's man jumps out of the black car behind a gate. Nick runs toward the van.
Nick, where are you going?
A ride is here!
Dad, a ride is here!
What ride? What are y'all... Hey! Hey!
Eddie chases Charlotte.
Hey!
The woman beckons.
Hey!
Nick jumps into the van.
What are you doing?
These amazing people about to take us to safety and there's room for us all. Charlotte, come on.
Hey, hey, hey. We are not getting in a van with strangers.
Oh, Eddie, they are not strangers. I know exactly who they are.
See? He knows who they are, Dad.
Come on, Eddie. Time's a wasting. We gotta get out of here. Come on, get me here.
Eddie hops into the van behind Charlotte. Nick closes the door. The van speeds away from Conrad's man. The van squeals around the corner. Inside the van, a young boy and girl face Nick.
Is it really you?
Yep, it's me in the flesh.
This is a dream come true.
It's incredible.
And he's in our van. Where'd you get those boots from?
This is unbelievable.
Santa.
I know.
I'm sorry. Can you take us to the Atlanta Police Department? 1045 Young Boulevard.
Absolutely not.
We're the Truckles. I'm Sonia. That's Kaylee and Diego. And up here at the wheel is Martin.
Holly jolly. Senor Claus.
Holly jolly it is. Let me tell you something. I am so happy to meet y'all.
What? I thought you knew them.
I do know who they are. They are my fans.
The biggest fans.
Ever.
Super fans.
I love it.
Truckle gang. Give me an H.
H.
Give me an O.
O.
That's the flow. Now run that back for me 3 times. What do you get?
Ho, ho, ho. We do Christmas.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Honey, please.
Holly jolly.
Keep us safe.
We are not going to crash tonight.
Not with our precious cargo. And the kids. Mm,
yeah, okay. You do Christmas, but what's your job? Like, what do you do for a living?
We're the Santa Seekers.
The Santa Seekers?
We seek Santa.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I'm looking at all this equipment here. Mm-hmm. This is how you found me?
Yeah. I made all this.
Our Kaylee is a whiz with the computer stuff. Every Christmas, Kaylee hacks into NORAD's system so we can track on our own.
We discovered that Santa was just a few blocks away from where we were at Tommy Tom Tom's All Night Greet eating our traditional Christmas spanakopita.
Spanakopita, honey.
Tommy Tom Tom's on M Street. That's right. Tommy wanted a kebab slicer for Christmas and a vertical broiler because his old ones are pretty much broken. Well, those get really hot, too.
That's the Santa signature. Mm-hmm. See how it moves as we move?
That's so neat.
I'm sorry, does anybody have a phone? Please, I need to call the police. And mine is a...
What happened to it?
He happened to it.
Guilty as charged.
It's beautiful.
That's amazing.
Please do not encourage him.
Oh, this is perfect time for my songs for when I finally find Santa Spotify playlist.
No, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that for us.
Yes, right, sucker.
No, no, don't do that. There's no need.
Tell us something about the reindeer that no one knows.
Well, look, check this out. Here's a little known Santa fun fact number 4.
Come on.
Now, we know reindeer love to fly, but they have other skill sets, like they're good at gift wrapping. They can make pasta from scratch. Matter of fact, they make a mean pot roast. The meat come off the bone. But I'm going to tell you what they're even most skilled at. It's protecting Santa Claus. That's right. They all got a bunch of special skills. So if you mess with Santa, you're messing with the reindeer.
Really? Wow.
Oh, and another one. They do not like Christmas music.
No way.
Matter of fact, their favorite song is the theme from Rocky. Who doesn't?
That's ludicrous.
It's true. Well, this is my spot.
Nick barrels out of the van.
Not again. What's up with this guy?
Turtle Dove has flown the coop, honey.
The partridge left the pear tree.
Hey, listen, did we offend St. Nicholas with all of our questions?
Shaw, come on.
Eddie and Charlotte hop out.
Listen, I already told you he's not St. Nicholas, okay?
Of course he is.
Of course he is. Buddy, 1045 Young Boulevard.
No, we're good. Just keep doing Christmas or whatever.
Don't slam the door.
You just made the naughty list.
Can't believe he just jumped out of the van.
Dad, aren't we going to find Nick?
Nah, I think maybe you were right. Maybe we just let him go. I mean, if he wants to keep playing Santa all night, let him play. It's not like he's hurting anybody, right?
What about you saying the most important part of your job was to never let someone who was feeling sad and alone keep on feeling sad and alone?
What about you saying he was the jolliest person ever? Remember that, huh?
I just think he might need our help, Dad, whether he's Santa or not.
Eddie stops walking. He and Charlotte notice that the sidewalk sparkles. Charlotte skips down the sidewalk.
Come on, Dad!
Eddie hangs his head. A finger hits a button on the side of a building.
Nick.
Eddie and Charlotte approach Nick.
What is going on?
Look, I recognize the neighborhood, right? And I was like, wait a minute, I got some associates here. So I figured we go in, you call your police, and I get some supplies.
Who is it?
It's me, Boss Tinsel.
Oh my God, Nick.
Come on, Dad. Can't we just go inside and use the phone to get him the help he needs?
The door opens and Nick enters.
These associates of yours, they better not make any trouble.
Oh, come on. My associates don't make trouble. My associates make toys.
Dad, come on. He said they make toys.
Eddie shrugs.
Okay, look, Eddie, I get it, right? You don't believe I am who I am. Fine. But let me show you something that will completely change your mind. Come with me.
Eddie and Charlotte follow Nick through the door. Nick waves to an adoring crowd. Charlotte and Eddie turn to see a flurry of activity. Charlotte stares in awe. Eddie grimaces. Nick leads.
What up? It is Christmas. I mean, the most magical time of the year, Eddie. Look, I get it. You're a doubter, right? You don't believe in anything. But I ran into my fair share of doubters in my time. But once I show them this wonderful workshop full of toys, everybody's converted. Check this out.
Eddie and Charlotte follow Nick through a door labeled Toy Room.
I mean, when you see all these toys, your mind is going to be blown.
Nick stops and stares at empty shelves decorated with Christmas lights.
Nick, where are all the toys?
Yeah, Nick, where are all the toys?
Yes, the toys.
Nick points.
You know what? The elves. The elves took it on the road because it's already Christmas morning in Australia. or maybe Christmas afternoon. Maybe Christmas evening. You know, I'm not really good at time zones. You would think I would be, but I'm terrible. You know something? Jared and Lucille will explain everything. Let's go inside and meet the crew.
Nick walks off. Charlotte shrugs.
There he is. My man. Sorry, Skip. We finished the work early, so we started the party.
Of course you did. That explains why there's no toys.
Hello, Nick. And who is this cuteness?
This little pepper right here is Charlotte, and that's her father, Eddie.
Lucille nods.
Eddie's a non-believer.
Really? Oh, claustrophobic.
Gerald stares at Eddie.
I'm sorry, what?
Claustrophobic, fear of Santa Claus.
I'm just gonna ask one more time. What is this place?
Look here, Eddie. There are 2 billion families in over 160 countries that celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, so?
Well, at an average of 1.8 children per household, Nick here delivers gifts to a bazillion kids.
A bazillion?
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, that is. It's not the only thing crazy.
Look, I can't produce all those toys at the No Pole like that, so I outsource.
That's right, with satellite operations in every city.
I'm sorry, did you say No Pole?
Yes, the North Pole. Oh, Lucille, please tell me you have some cookies. I got a test with a quest and found out that my blood sugar was pretty low, so I need some cookies.
Do I have some cookies? Of course.
Yes.
To the kitchen for some cookies.
Dad, cookies!
Charlotte runs after Lucille.
Jared and Lucille, y'all outdid yourself this Christmas. Look at these Christmas cookies. All this deliciousness. Oh, now look, I'm only supposed to have, you know, 2 cookies, but I'm gonna cheat today. Yeah, but if I cheat, I gotta call my weight coach, Dr. Parnas, and Dr. Parnas is a lemming, so if you hear the bad news.
He might jump off a cliff?
Exactly. Oh, Charlotte, look how beautiful these cookies are. Hey, would you like to cookie up?
Nick lifts a cookie.
Dad, can I cookie up?
No. What even is that? I'm glad you asked. See, what you do is you grab one of these freshly baked cookies, and then you put it towards your mouth like this, and then you
cookie up, y'all.
Gerald, Lucille, and Nick bite into cookies.
It's just eating cookies. I don't see. Listen, do you have a phone that I could use, please?
Mm-hmm. It's right over there.
Eddie looks at an old-fashioned phone booth. Lucille smiles. Nick nods. Gerald points with his cookie. Moments later, Eddie places a coin into the phone.
You've never seen one of these before.
Eddie dials the rotary phone. At home, Allison wraps presents. She answers her phone.
Hello?
Alex, it's me.
Hi. Where are you guys?
Where are we?
You're supposed to have her home by 8:30.
Listen, we're going to be home soon. We just got a little sidetracked.
Allison frowns.
Sidetrack?
No. We're going to be home soon.
Where are you guys?
We're downtown.
At this time of night? What are you doing downtown? Where is Charlotte?
She's right here by me.
It's a work thing.
Allison drops the phone.
Oh my gosh, you actually found a way to go to work tonight.
No, it's not like that.
It was one night, Eddie.
I can understand you maybe disappointing me.
But to disappoint Charlotte?
Disappoint? She is having the time of her life. Oh, hold on a second, let me let you talk to her. Tell your mom that you're good and safe and not disappointed. Tell her.
Hi, Mom.
Baby, hi.
Are you okay?
We're at Santa Claus, and he has a penguin doctor.
Oh.
And he sweats glitter. And there's these people, Lucille and Gerald, and they aren't actually elves.
Oh, okay. Okay, put your father back on the phone, please.
Everything's fine, I told you.
Bring my child home.
I will.
And you know what?
You can forget about the peppermintinis.
All right, I got you.
Eddie and Allison hang up. In a shop, Gerald works on the clicker.
Problem here is that you got some brandy fruitcake crumbs in the transmitter circuit.
He checks the computer.
But technically, I don't see anything wrong. So how'd you end up hanging out with this dude?
Look, the night...
Nick stands.
The night started pretty normal. You know, I was getting all my out-of-towners out the way, visiting all the homes of the folks who are away, right?
Conrad's house appears during the night.
The Hart family was supposed to be in Florida. West Palm.
Boots stand in a fireplace.
Or so I thought.
Conrad hands Mary a tablet.
Here's a list of the people you'll be collecting money from.
Well, I didn't realize that I was about to interrupt a crooked congressman who was being bribed to shut down the Moonlight mission.
Password is 4273. It's my name, Harf.
Oh, one of the stops is the homeless shelter that you did the candle lighting ceremony at this morning.
That's right. The Moonlight Mission. Mr. Marty Plesak is going to pay me to get his hands on that land.
Yeah, but what's he want with a homeless shelter?
He's going to tear it down to build a tire store. What can I say? I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, this guy was a real carbuncle. Anyway, I put on my jails, right? Like I always do for the out-of-townies.
Nick places a speaker down next to a Christmas tree. Conrad and his workers look up.
Hello? Excuse me?
You can see me?
Yes.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing? This is my house.
This is your house? Oh! You know some? I'm with the gas company.
Conrad points.
Dress as Santa.
Because we're rebranding. We try to be more family friendly. We've decided to dress according to the season. So, you know, on Easter, I am a Easter Bunny. Halloween, I'm Dracula, the old school version with the V-neck hairstyle and the fangs. It's all about the children growing up, because they're going to be the future bill payers. And because of that, the children are the future!
Nick tosses a present at Conrad. He swings his bag at Mary. Mary and another worker topple. The tablet flies onto a couch. Nick tosses a present at the last worker. He chases Nick around the Christmas tree. Finally, they collide behind the tree. The tree falls. The big worker falls backwards. Nick swipes at Mary. She falls into the tree. Nick lunges at Conrad, who falls backwards. Nick sits on the couch. He looks between two identical tablets.
Yes.
Nick grabs one of them.
Hope you and your friends like cauliflower.
Get him!
Conrad looks at Nick, who disappears into the chimney.
Ever since, these goons have been chasing me.
Wow.
At the shop.
You gotta be kidding me. You put me and my daughter through this terrible night all for some bungled burglary?
Eddie, look, it wasn't some bungling burglary.
All this time, I thought you really needed help. I thought you had real issues. Come to find out, you're just a common crook.
Okay, well, take it easy, fella.
He doesn't mean that.
Of course I mean it. So that's who they were, huh? People that tried to run us over? The ones that's been chasing us all night. Is that who you tried to rob?
He didn't rob anybody.
I just zip it, Willy Wonka.
Hey, bring it down. Look, that's totally opposite of me, okay? I'm a leaver. Not a taker.
All of the charades this whole night, all of the games, over. The whole night. Let's go, baby.
You are not gonna take away everything.
Everything. Even the cookies.
No.
Yes.
Nick's face falls. He watches a fax print.
Yes.
Nick grabs the paper.
Yes. Exactly what I was looking for. The night is not over yet.
It's all fixed.
Thank you.
He grabs the device.
Bobby. This whole night is just out of control. It's been a complete nightmare.
Yeah, okay, you need the address?
Don't do this, Dad.
Charlotte, please.
No.
259 Perry Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316.
Eddie and Charlotte enter the party.
All right, everybody, this has been real, but I'm shutting the circus down. I'm gonna get everybody the help that they need. That means you ladies, stop dancing. Moulin Rouge is over.
Lucille lifts a glass.
Would you like some Christmas Caroler caramel confection?
Where's Nick?
They're on the roof, retrieving the reindeer. Gerald is seeing him out because you know Nick has to deliver the gifts tonight. Oh, he asked me to give you this.
Lucille gives Eddie a sealed letter. On the roof, Nick lifts the fixed clicker.
Gerald, thanks for everything, and especially the cookies. I'll be out your hair in a minute, okay?
Anything for you, Nick. You know that.
Well, it's hopefully this thing works.
It should work.
A blue light glows on the clicker.
You know something, Gerald? I know exactly why this is not working. Not working because Eddie doesn't believe.
Eddie bursts through a door.
Nick!
Nick and Gerald turn to Eddie.
Fun is over. That's it. You guys can stop with this ridiculous show.
Wow. You really are a non-believer.
Enough. Please don't start with that.
And you're an old-fashioned thinker.
Bro, you own a fax machine and a rotary payphone.
Okay, everyone. Let's be nice and cooperative.
Police officers appear.
You know, a whole bunch of people are going to wake up tomorrow morning to discover Christmas is canceled. That's on you.
I'll have to own that. You know why? Because I actually prefer Thanksgiving a lot better.
Let's go, sir.
Police put Nick into a car.
Well, what do we do now?
We improvise.
Conrad's workers watch from the black car. Mary makes a call. Atlanta's night skyline is shown.
Put out in all units on that SUV, but
not a license number. It's going to be tricky.
And if you could just hold him until Atlanta PD could bring full charges so I can get Charlotte home to her mother, I would greatly appreciate that.
I don't think you're gonna have to wait. We got a call not 10 minutes after yours. Eddie, this is Detectives Jack Finer and Zachary Strom.
Nice to meet you.
With the DeKalb County Warrants Division. Turns out your perp's wanted in connection with a whole spate of B&Es up there.
It's time for Ron to face the music.
Ron?
Ron Campbell, a.k.a. the Chimney Thief.
Eddie's face falls.
You have any personal items?
Just this.
And what's that?
That's the reindeer clicker.
Jack and Zachary look at each other. Eddie shakes his head. Nick sits alone in a holding room. The officer brings Eddie into the room.
Eddie, what's going on?
What's going on is you're not Santa Claus. You're Ron Campbell, a burglar from Atlanta. But you knew that, right?
I have a bunch of aliases, and that's not one of them. Sometimes I go by Victor Van Vich. You got Freddy Cougar, Mellencamp. That's a good one. Or my new favorite, Lil Baby Claus. I mean, look, all the rappers got Lil and Baby in their name, so I thought I'd try it too.
Please don't make this more difficult than it has to be.
Eddie, listen to me. These men are not who they say they are.
That's it, Nick. Next time, come up with a better story. Because there's no such thing as penguin doctors and reindeer who like to fight to movie themes. There's only honest people and dishonest people. And you know which one you are, right?
Eddie puts his hand on the table in front of Nick.
You really don't believe.
Nick sits back in his chair. Eddie walks toward the officers near the door. Downstairs, Eddie talks to an officer. The other officers escort Nick through the hallway.
Nick, where are you going?
Nick bends in front of Charlotte.
Honestly, I don't even know. Look, take care of your dad, okay, Charlotte?
Charlotte frowns in her seat.
So long.
Nick stops in front of one of the officers. They eye each other.
Little Bobby Carlotta.
Mm-hmm.
No train set for you this Christmas. I've given you 35 of them. Play with the old ones.
Bobby's eyes widen.
No choo-choo for you!
Nick lifts a finger as he walks away.
No idea what he's talking about.
Dad, don't let them take Nick.
Charlotte, he was being untruthful. Lying to us the whole night, okay? He's not Santa Claus.
I can actually use a snack. I'm a little hungry. Can we stop somewhere and maybe get some cookies or something?
Where is it?
The officers stop Nick.
The tablet.
I knew it. I knew y'all were bad guys. I had a feeling, right? Let me tell you something. I'm supposed to know. It's part of my job. Really know who's naughty or nice as well.
Shut up. Where is the tablet?
Well, I usually keep the tablet in my secret Santa pocket. But guess what? It's not in there.
Right.
Zachary and Jack lead Nick to the black car.
You're welcome for us doing your job.
Did you get it?
No. It's going to take some persuading. Harf is at the mayor's Christmas party. See you there.
Mary and the others take Nick.
Yo, Eddie.
Eddie and Charlotte sit at the station.
Found this in your guys' cell.
Bobby shows the tablet.
He didn't have it on him when he was being processed.
Yeah, he has this thing where he makes stuff disappear somehow. I can't figure out how he does it, but I think you could give me an Uber.
Yeah, I got you.
I owe you.
Yeah, you do.
A blue SUV moves through traffic. Inside, Eddie sits next to Charlotte. Charlotte stares out the window. Eddie nudges her, but Charlotte ignores him. Eddie notices a sign outside that reads, "Merry Christmas from your state rep, Conrad Harf." In the SUV, Eddie punches numbers into the tablet.
Harf. H-A-R-F. Oh, can't believe it was that easy. Oh, wow.
What?
Can you believe this is how they've been tracking us?
The iPad?
Yes. These are very bad people, Shar. Doing very bad things.
A bird's eye view shows a parking lot full of cars near a decorated mansion. Musicians play on stage at a party outside. The black car pulls up to the house. Security agents greet the car. The driver flashes a card.
Anyone smell cinnamon?
The driver sniffs. In the back, Nick smirks. At the party.
You know, feelers out there. And if...
Security approaches and whispers to Conrad.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
In the SUV.
Oh my God, he's even trying to shut down the Moonlight mission.
Christmas tree is like a pair of warm, you believe open that? Hands.
He stands out there popping off about all the good things he's gonna do to that place.
Dad, look! Those are the guys who took Nick.
She points at the screen.
We need to help him. He may be different than who we thought he was, Dad. But he's not a bad person.
Okay. I'll call my guy Bobby at the station and let him know, okay?
Charlotte nods.
I gotta unbedazzle this phone somehow.
Eddie lifts the sealed letter out of his pocket.
What's that?
Remember Lucille gave it to me. Said it was from Nick. See.
Eddie opens the letter.
Dear Santa, instead of toys this year, I would like my parents to not fight so much and to not get a divorce. They are Theo and Brenda Garrick. I have an idea for you. My dad wants a collapsible fishing rod. He loves to fish. He catches bass and trout and shad. So if you could bring him the rod and he takes it to my ma, everyone would be happy. Thanks and safe travels this Christmas Eve. Your friend,
Eddie Garrick.
Eddie Garrick.
Eddie nods.
We do have to help him.
We do?
Yes, we do. We don't know how to find him.
What?
Charlotte points to an ad outside.
Give me an H. Give me an O.
You're the smartest girl I know.
All right. If you don't want a bad rating, change of plans. New address.
What?
At Tommy Tom Tom's Greek Diner.
Hey, bud, you haven't touched your chicken.
Oh, honey, don't be disappointed.
No, I get it. Santa jumped out the back of our van, but at least we got to meet him.
He really was. And he knew who we were.
He knew who we were.
He knew who you were. Remember that.
We're rock stars.
We need your help.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you.
What do you need our help for?
To find Nick.
All right.
Damn this thing. Tony, how many times I tell you, huh? How many times? We need to get the new machine. I can't work like this.
The cook waves smoke away from spit roast.
Where is he now?
In the van, Kaylee types.
He's right here.
Right where?
Uptown.
Uptown where?
Looks like the mayor's mansion.
Then that's where we have to go.
What for?
To save Santa Claus.
Eddie looks back and forth.
Oh,
you
knew it!
Honey,
somebody wants to
flannel.
Do
we're gonna save Santa.
No.
That's what I just said.
Somebody wants to do
Christmas.
Okay, let's go. What do we do?
We do Christmas!
Rock so loud and proud to hear it. It's Christmas time and we got the spirit. Jack Frost chilling, the hawk is out. And that's what Christmas is all about.
Is that snow?
We haven't had snow on Christmas Eve in maybe 30 years.
No, not maybe. It's been exactly 30 years.
Eddie watches the snow fall outside Martin's van. Meanwhile, guests dance at the party at the mayor's mansion. Martin's van stops in a yard as snow falls. Eddie jumps out, mouth agape.
Where's he at now?
Just outside the mansion.
Sonia views computer displays in the van. Charlotte watches Eddie run to a gate. He peers through the bars at the mayor's mansion.
Are you okay, honey?
2 months worth of CrossFit, honey.
All right.
Eddie steps on Martin's back to climb the gate.
Be careful.
Got this.
Eddie falls on the other side of the gate.
Dad, I want to go with you.
Not a chance. You stay here. You guys keep an eye on her, okay?
All right. Eddie, don't forget this.
Yes. Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
Do Christmas.
Yeah.
Eddie runs toward the mayor's mansion with the tablet, passing by animal-shaped statues. in the black car.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think you brought me here to get the naughty and nice list. Of course, you know, it's not the naughty and nice list because you already have that. So once you're done with the list, just give it back to me so I can finish my deliveries for the night.
Hello?
Let me see him.
Mary points her phone at Nick.
Where's my tablet?
Like I told you, associates, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're in my house looking for it. Who do you work for?
That's been a debate for generations, you know? I mean, some people think I work for Mother Nature or Father Time. Even recently, everybody thinks I work for Beyonce. But no, every married man would understand this. I work for Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is running everything. Whatever she tells me to do, that is what I do.
As soon as I get out of this event, you and I are going to have a little discussion. And I'm not going to lie, it will be painful for you. Mary?
Yes, sir.
I'll meet you at the place next to the thing, and we will get this information out of him.
Copy that, boss.
Mary glares at Nick. She hangs up.
Let's get this over with.
It's probably the boss to clear up where the place by the thing is.
Good, because I had no idea.
Yeah, boss?
Nick runs toward Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
What is going on in there?
Guess they heard one too many Christmas songs.
Looks like it's wearing off now. Let's get out of here.
Nick and Eddie run. They charge past party guests. Conrad approaches a woman in a sparkly dress.
Madam Mayor, what a lovely party.
Thank you so much, Conrad. That's so nice of you.
They shake hands.
Then what do you want?
What are you doing here?
I came here for you.
What do you mean you came here for? Wait, did the truckers track me here?
Yeah, they did.
You know what? I love that family.
Look, there's one more thing I gotta tell you, but no, let's just get out of here. I'll tell you later.
They can't guard it, and I'm the loud soccer mom.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Madam Mayor, just a moment.
Conrad follows Nick and Eddie into the house. Mary and the others enter the party.
They got away.
You know those bad guys are after my naughty and nice list. Ooh, macaroons.
Yes, I know. Harf is a congressman on the House Appropriations Committee. He's been accepting bribes, and he's basically using it like his own private piggy bank.
Those are a lot of words.
Nick eats a cookie. Eddie spots Conrad.
Come on, man.
Nick and Eddie walk.
So the tablet that you took contains a list of all the payoffs he intends to collect tonight.
You believe it?
A black SUV pulls in front of Nick and Eddie. Security agents Conrad and his workers surround Nick and Eddie. Charlotte sneaks through the statues. She makes her way toward the house. Snow falls as Charlotte runs. In the parking lot.
Stop!
Conrad sprints towards his team, Eddie and Nick. Conrad stops and bends over.
Okay, your time.
Conrad waves off a member of his team.
Where's my tablet?
Like I said, I don't know.
Look, Santa,
I have no problem destroying this.
Conrad faces Nick.
For every kid in America.
Oh, sorry. You think I'm just local? No, I'm global.
Okay.
Conrad points at Eddie.
What about you?
What about me?
What's your involvement in all of this?
I'm just Santa's helper. That's it.
Nick turns toward Eddie.
Eddie, did you just say that out loud?
Don't do that.
That you're Santa's helper. Comes such a long way, Eddie.
Don't take it.
Y'all heard that?
Conrad stares.
He said he's Santa's helper.
All right.
And his partnership.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Don't go too far. Calm down.
What is happening here? How can these two rob us, outfox us, outrun us? These two! Man, you are not Santa Claus. And you're
not whoever it is you think you are.
Why are you messing with me? I ain't even doing anything.
Take them to the spot. And use everything we learned on Google on how to extract information from those who don't want information extracted from them.
Yes! Conrad Hart!
Nick points at Conrad.
When you were 9 years old, you wanted that action Arthur ninja doll with the kung fu grip. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then have the little button in the back. You do like this, and the foot and the arm would come up. It'd be the right foot and the left hand and do look a karate thing. But you wanted that. It was tricky that year. We couldn't get it for you because the gingerbread man decided to go on a strike. I know you really wanted that action doll, and I'm sorry I couldn't get it for you, but it all makes sense now, which is why you probably got this weird origin villain story right now.
Shut up!
Conrad points at his team.
You guys, take care of this!
Charlotte watches from behind a car.
I got it.
Conrad turns to see Eddie pull out the tablet.
Give me this.
Conrad snatches it. Nick looks Eddie up and down.
Very good.
Eddie holds the clicker.
Now,
Eddie, you gotta believe. Believe magic happens.
What shall we do about these two?
Eddie smirks.
What is that?
Little known Santa fact number four. Reindeer can do more than just fly. They're great at gift wrapping, making pasta from scratch, and protecting Santa against anybody that messes with him.
Eddie presses a button on the clicker. A blue light in the shape of a reindeer appears. The sky is empty. Eddie closes his eyes. Red light streaks through the dark sky. Nick smiles.
Eddie, open your eyes.
Eddie's eyes open as everyone looks at the sky. Light swirls through the clouds. Charlotte's mouth drops open. Conrad looks up while Nick rubs his hands together. Reindeer fly through the clouds, pulling a sleigh. Nick waves. The reindeer soar towards the parking lot. Everyone ducks. Charlotte smiles as the reindeer fly.
Man, where have they been all night?
Look, they've just been circling the sky, waiting on you. Just waiting on you to have faith.
Eddie shakes his head, shrugging. The reindeer gallop into the parking lot. Their hooves touch the ground. One of Conrad's men grimaces. A dial spins on a reindeer's harness, then clicks open. Ropes tying the reindeer together fall. The pack slowly approaches everyone in the parking lot. The reindeer wear a stern expression. The reindeer charge at Conrad and his workers. Charlotte opens a car door. The reindeer swipe at Mary. They squeeze another worker, holding him still. Another reindeer approaches the worker and boxes him like a speed bag, knocking him through a white wooden fence. Eddie watches, mouth agape. A reindeer flings a wreath at another worker, then kicks him in the chest. Charlotte turns the car on.
Turn those lights off!
A reindeer charges Zachary and Jack, scooping Jack up in its antlers. The reindeer knocks him into a van, its antlers piercing through the metal. Another reindeer topples Zachary. Conrad runs past Nick and Eddie. A reindeer stops in front of Conrad, blocking his escape. The reindeer charges. Conrad runs. The reindeer bites the back of his collar and takes flight. Eddie watches the reindeer place Conrad in a tree. Conrad hangs from a branch.
How long will I be up here?
That's what you get.
Charlotte hops out of the car. She runs into Eddie's arms. Snow falls over the parking lot. Charlotte gives Nick a high five. The reindeer gather.
You see the reindeer?
Yeah.
You want to go pet him?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte skips toward the reindeer.
Hey, you're so fluffy.
Good job. I missed you so much. Great job tonight, lady.
Charlotte and Nick pet the reindeer.
All right. Let's get
out of
here.
Hey, Nick.
Eddie lifts the clicker.
Forgetting something.
Can't forget this. Thank you.
Hey.
Nick starts to step into his sled. He stops to look at Eddie.
You know, this whole time you've been trying to get me to believe in you. I want you to know that I wouldn't have got there if you didn't believe in me first.
Look, Eddie, I would love to take the credit for this, but what's it about me believing in you? You know who truly believed in you to make all this happen? That amazing little girl right over there.
Nick points to Charlotte, who rubs a reindeer's nose.
Can you smile for me? Hi. So are these your brothers or your sisters? Or?
Look, Eddie.
Eddie turns to Nick.
All I want to do is have you start believing again.
In a flashback.
Like you once did, you know?
Little Eddie writes a letter.
My 80-year-old Eddie thought that a fishing rod would solve all of his problems.
In the mayor's parking lot, Eddie looks at Charlotte and the reindeer.
You know, things aren't so bad, Nick. Things aren't so bad at all.
Nick climbs into the sleigh. Eddie takes a deep breath and watches Nick settle in.
Ooh, before I forget.
Nick lifts a present.
Could you get us a heart for me?
Got it.
Tell me it's from Santa.
The reindeer pulled Nick in the sleigh. Green light flashes as the reindeer lift Nick into the air. Charlotte waves at Nick as they fly off.
Fly, Nick!
Party guests watch in awe.
You really pulled out all the stops this year, Madam Mayor.
A bird's eye view shows the reindeer flying over the mayor's mansion. Nick's sleigh appears on Kaylee's computer.
He's on the moon!
Red and green lights surround Nick's sleigh at the mayor's mansion.
Okay, so my dad pressed the reindeer clicker, right? And that called the reindeer. Are you getting this? Should I start over?
So everything you need to know about the crooked congressman and his three stooges is on there.
He gives the tablet.
Huh? Harf, before you go, he wanted you to have this.
What is it?
Eddie lifts a present.
Guess you gotta open it and see.
Conrad opens it.
No. No.
Action Arthur! Action Arthur! I'm a good boy now!
Yeah, okay. Get him in.
Action Arthur! Officer! Action Arthur!
Maybe he really was Santa.
I told you the entire time that he has magic powers.
Whoa! Conrad's staff sit in a van.
Aren't you guys a little old to be believing in Santa Claus?
I'm 42.
Police officers shut the van's back doors. At his workshop, Gerald answers the phone.
Hello? Nick, you okay?
Gerald looks at his friends.
You got it, brother.
He hangs up.
We are back, people! We are back! Merry Christmas!
1, 2, 3.
We saved Christmas!
All right, let's roll.
Time to keep on trucking.
Martin's family celebrates in their van. The reindeer pulled Nick's sled past the moon and the night sky. Atlanta appears from above. A police cruiser pulls up to a house decorated with Christmas lights. Nick and Charlotte step out of the car. They stare at the house.
It's okay, Dad. You'll do great.
Charlotte skips toward the house. Nick shuts the car door, then follows his daughter. Inside, Charlotte runs to hug Allison.
Are you okay? Oh,
I'm fine. We had the best night.
Where were you?
I know you're not gonna believe me, but we were with Santa Claus.
Okay, you know what, Eddie? Now is not the time to mess with me.
No, baby, we were. We were with Santa Claus, I promise. Charlotte, you gonna leave me out to dry? You gotta back me up.
Mom, Dad's telling the truth. We were.
Okay, so now you've enlisted our 8-year-old daughter to go along with your shenanigans.
No, I would never
Eddie,
do that.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Ooh,
listen
Santa
to
Claus?
Me. Just listen
really?
For a second.
Wow.
Eddie looks toward the sound.
What was that?
A fire burns in the fireplace next to presents under a Christmas tree.
What are y'all looking at?
Nick opens the front door.
What are you doing here?
See, I knew your story wouldn't fly, so I decided to help you out a bit.
Yeah, crashed right into the ocean.
Hi. You're the Santa Claus?
Yes, I am the Santa Claus.
Nick smiles.
Oh, okay. Hi, well, but what's up with the ombre beard?
He dyed it because of his midlife crisis.
You, this is all quite unbelievable.
You know what's unbelievable? The look on your 7-year-old face when you got your Mr. and Mrs. Seahorse family playset.
Allison frowns.
Wow, you were so excited to have that. Crazy that you didn't think he was getting a gift that year because...
My dad had lost his job.
Allison's eyes widen. She stares at Nick.
I do not remember telling you about that.
You didn't. That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been dealing with all night.
Okay. Good night.
Wait. Don't leave just yet. Eddie here has something he wants to tell you.
I do?
He knows what you are thinking. I know what you're thinking. So you're gonna say it.
Okay.
You're gonna say it.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
He does.
Okay.
There you go. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I'm going. Okay. Give me a little. Give me some space.
Okay.
Nick backs up.
Allison.
Eddie glares at Nick.
You know something?
Nick points to a corner.
I'll be over here.
He walks a few paces back. Eddie faces Allison.
Allison, I think I've always been afraid. Ever since I was 8 years old, I have been terrified. Because on Christmas, my parents split up. So when Charlotte turned 8, it just all came flooding back. And I figured it's safer to, as you say, detach. But But that's not being safe, I know. That's just being afraid.
Eddie shakes his head.
And now I realize that none of that makes any sense. Not when you have something that you really believe in. And for me, that's you.
Allison gives Eddie a small smile.
And my beautiful daughter, Charlotte.
Allison hugs Charlotte close.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that you two are my Christmas.
Nick mouths Eddie's words.
Every day of the year. And I love you.
Allison's jaw drops. She shakes her head.
It took your buddy Santa to help you figure out all of this.
He did a little bit, yes. I'll give him a little credit.
Nick wags a finger.
Man, you're gonna make me cry.
Nick fixes his clothes.
So what did you think about what I said?
Charlotte looks up at Allison.
I think...
Allison shrugs.
It was alright.
What?
I think I like it.
Eddie slaps hands with Charlotte. Nick squeezes his hands triumphantly.
Santa, why is your bag moving?
I'm glad you asked. I got a surprise for you. You say hello to Bulldozer.
Nick reveals a dog.
No.
Hello, Bulldozer.
No, we do not need a dog, okay?
Yes, we do.
We need a dog.
Eddie places an arm around Allison's shoulders.
Hey, look, I know 30 years ago we couldn't save your dad's
family.
So glad you agreed,
man. Charlotte, look.
Eddie and Allison kiss, holding each other close.
Christmas magic.
You're the man, Santa.
Charlotte and Nick high five. She carries Bulldozer toward her parents.
Yes, big boy.
My work is done.
The family embraces. Eddie looks up at Nick, mouthing thank you. Nick places a hand over his heart and nods.
All right, Garris. Have a Merry Christmas.
Nick slings his bag over his shoulder, then steps into the fireplace.
Whoa.
The fire reignites after Nick disappears with a gust of glitter. Eddie pets Bulldozer.
Are we expecting someone else?
Eddie opens the front door. Charlotte walks onto the porch.
Hey, guys, you want to come in and meet Bulldozer?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Look. Oh, my God.
Martin, Sonia, Kaylee, and Diego walk toward Charlotte.
All right, ladies. Got a long night to go and a lot of catching up to do.
Nick gets into his sleigh, then snaps the reins. The reindeer lift Nick into the air. The sleigh leaves green and red lights in its wake. The reindeer dash through the falling snow. Below, Martin points to the sky. His family looks up and waves. Nick waves and smiles.
Bye, Santa!
Allison and Charlotte wave. Eddie raises a fist. Nick snaps the reins. The reindeer pull the sleigh across the city of Atlanta as it snows. Green and red lights streak across the sky. The sleigh crosses the moon in the distance. The words, the end, spell out in cursive inside a festive star. Audio description created by Roundabout Entertainment and narrated by Nori Victoria.
Everything I need. You're all right with me. Santa, you're all right with me. Santa, you're all right. Making sure your list is right. Driving through the freezing night. For the smiles come morning time.